Yud Amud Beis, second to last line. Where Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, if once it already comes the Zman Isser, if you could do Bedikas Chometz or not, and the way the Gemara explained the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't want you to do Bedikas Chometz once it hits the Zman Isser because we're afraid that as you're being invited to the Chometz, that might cause you to eat from the chametz. So rather not do bedikas chametz, even though Chazal would rather normally you have bedikas chametz. But over here, rather not do bedikas chametz and be samech on the bittul, then do bedikas chametz at a time that the bedik itself might cause a person to be over the isser of eating the chametz. The chametz say no, you could do a bedika even after the zmana isser because we're not chayshid that you're going to come to eat from it during the bedika. So says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda doma asi lemeichel minei, is Rabbi Yehuda choishish, and he's geyser, not that we don't let you handle and deal with things that are asur because we're afraid that maybe you'll come and eat from them. Vatnan, didn't we learn in our Mishnah, Mishakarav ha'aymer, so we know that the Isser Chadash, that until the second day of Pesach when the carbon aimer was brought, so all the new grain is also to eat. Once the aimer is brought on the second day of Pesach, so then everything is mutter to eat. So the Mishnah says, Menachos, that Mishakar v'aimer, that once the aimer was brought, Yoitzim Maitzim b'shuk Yerushalayim Shemaleim Kemach v'kali, they used to go out and they saw that the markets of Yerushalayim were full of ground flour and roasted kernels. So it means obviously these stuff were harvested before the Eimer because there's no way that they got out so fast. The Eimer says they were harvested before, they were already being prepared before, and as soon as the Eimer was brought, so they started selling them. Shalei b'rutzayin chachamim. Dear Remeir. And Remeir says that was shalei b'rutzayin chachamim. The chachamim were not happy with that, because they were afraid that if you're going to start harvesting it and start grinding it and roasting it before the Eimer, so you might end up eating from it. So they would rather you don't touch it at all until afterwards, and the fact that the people did it, it was Shalei B'Rutzayin Chacham. Rebbe Yudas disagrees. Rebbe Yudas says, B'Rutzayin Chacham, Hayu Oisim. No, the Chacham were fine with that. They allowed you to do it. So what do we see? So this is the same Rabbi Yehuda who in our Mishnah were saying, this Gezer, you can't eat B'dikas Chametz after Zman Isser, maybe you're going to come to eat from it. So why over here, when it comes to Chadash, did Rabbi Yehuda say there is no problem harvesting and grinding it and roasting it, and we're not afraid of Domas L'Mechamene? So Amar Rabba, they changed the gears over here to Rabba. So Rabbi said, "Shani chodesh mitoshele itar to the loy ela yidei kituf." Since you're not allowed to do a proper harvest anyway, you can only pick it with your hands. And the reason is because the Torah says that the oimer has to be reishis ketzirchem; it has to be the first of your harvest. That means you can't harvest anything before you harvest the oimer. So if that's the case, the only way you could get this kemach or this kali was anyway through picking it, not through the regular normal harvest. So you're doing it with the shinui. So since you're doing it with the shinui, huzachar, so as you're harvesting, you're not going to put it in your mouth because the shinui is going to serve as a reminder for you. Why am I doing it with the shinui? Oh, because it's chadash. If that's the case, you'll remember not to eat it. So on that, Abaye asked, Tenech b'shas k'tifa. Okay, so when you're picking it itself, you have a zecher, you have a shinui to remind you not to eat from the chadash. Tchina v'arkada ma'ikal emer, but what happens as you're grinding it, or as you're sifting it? There's no shini at that point in time, so why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda afraid, at least then, then he might come to eat it? So the Gemara says, the grinding you'll do with the rechayim shel yad, with a hand mill, as opposed to a large commercial size mill, which was usually a water mill or something that could do a lot more than you could do with your hand, and a lot more convenient. So from the fact again that you're doing it in a rechayim shel yad, that will serve as your shinui. And harkada, when it comes to the sifting, agabe nafu, you'll do it with the, instead of this having the sifter right side up, you'll do the sifter upside down. So we'll go through the sifter, we'll get sifted, but since you have the sifter upside down, again, you'll remind yourself, why is the sifter upside down? Must be because I'm dealing with chodesh, and you'll remember that you're not supposed to eat it. Fright the Gemara. We have another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kaitzrim beis hashlochim, you're allowed to harvest even before the Omer, a beis hashlochim, a field that rainwater is not sufficient, that it has to be irrigated in order for the crop to grow. V'sheba makim, or the things that grow in the valley, because these are inferior crops, and the halacha is that we don't bring the mincha from such crops, because we want to bring from the good quality. Dafka, things that are sufficient with rainwater, and dafka ones that grow in the mountain, which are of better quality. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara Menachos, there's the Gemara Dashan, there's two psukim. There's the pasuk of Rashi's Ketzirchem, which we quoted before, but there's another pasuk that says, "Uktzartem es ketzir v'aveisem es oimer," that when you harvest, then you should bring the oimer, which is masr, that you're allowed to begin your harvest even before the oimer. So the Gemara asks this theory, and the Gemara says, grain that's ra'ui to be potentially be used for the oimer, so that grain, it has to be reishis ketzirchem, you're not allowed to harvest that grain until you bring the oimer. Masha enking, grain that anyway is not even potentially right for the Omer, like Shabbat Makim or Beis HaShlachim, so that grain you're allowed to harvest even before the Omer.
You're not allowed to eat it.
No, not allowed to eat it.
What were
no, the question is, you're allowed to do a normal harvest here. So why are you not afraid to amass the Mechamineh? The only hatter we have before on the other grain is because you did it all day kitu. Right, yeah. Yeah. So you can harvest a field that needs to be irrigated. The grain that's in the grows in the valleys, but to pile it up, to put it into a silo, that you're not allowed to do. That much they weren't matter before the Omer. And the Sugya Menachos establishes that this Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And over there's no shinui, so ma'ika meimer. So forget about the iser of harvesting before the oimer, that you don't have. But why are we not afraid that you're going to come to eat from it, according to Rabbi Yehuda? El Amar Abaye, therefore says Abaye, the answer to the stira in Rabbi Yehuda is not when you make a shinui versus when you don't make a shinui. Rather, chadash bado minei. Chadash, the whole time you're separated from it. You're in the mode of not eating chadash. You know that chadash is always aster. So we're not afraid that just because you're handling chadash and just because you're processing it, you're going to end up eating it. Chametz le'mivdil le'badominei. Chametz, until now, you've been eating chametz the whole time. You're not separating yourself from it. So it's very easy to forget yourself and continue eating it because you're used to eating chametz. And that's why over here he was chayshid domas le'mechominei, whereas over there he was not chayshid.
Chadash also is the same food that you eat year round, right? It's just a certain amount of time that you're not eating.
The same food, but
it's
this type of crop.
You don't eat it, is that why?
For the past week, 2 weeks, 2 months, I haven't been eating chadash. It's the newer crop, it's a fresher crop, and this crop you've been dealing with for a while that you know that you can't eat from it. Right, I mean, you're used to not eating it.
Okay, people are pretty makbid on Pesach too.
Yeah.
But we're saying that still, you're going to find a bagel, you're going to forget, you're going to say,
Because yesterday
what?
I ate.
It's
Manisser, right? But the difference is because yesterday I ate chametz, and 2 days ago I ate chametz, 3 days ago I ate chametz. By chadash, the past week, the past month, I haven't been eating chadash, and it's a fresher crop, it's a newer crop. You know that it's chadash.
When does chadash start? When does
anything that grows before Pesach? So I don't know. Depending on the planting season, mm-hmm. there when the beginning of the grain got ripe, but. Presumably, towards the end of the winter, there was already grain ripe, and there was already chadash, and it's sitting around, and you know the whole time, I can't eat it.
Is there a reason why the Gemara can't answer the same answer as the first time, that this is very chayash liyad?
But that doesn't help for the harvest. Kaitzim is mashma regular ktsira.
Yeah,
Yeah, the lashon of kaitzin sound it would be matter to a normal ksira. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Right. Correct. Amar Rava. So Rava said to Abaye, "The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, like Kasha. You're only dealing with the Seer and Rabbi Yehuda. Is it true that the only Rabbi Yehuda contradicted himself? There's no contradiction in the Rabbanon. I mean, you're right." That Rabbi Yehuda contradicted himself in our Mishnah. He was afraid Bishas that you're going to come to eat from it, and over there by Chodesh he's not afraid. But in the Rabbanon, the theory is the exact opposite. The Rabbanon over there said Shaloi Bertzayin Chacham. That means over there they were afraid, and in our Mishnah they said do a Bediki even after the Zman Eser. That means they're not afraid. So why are you only dealing with the theory in Rabbi Yehuda and not in the theory in the Rabbanon? Ela Amar Rava. Therefore says Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda like Hashkata Shaninim. The answer in this of the Stira and Rabbi Yehuda is like we said before, Chometz you're not bottled from it, whereas Chodesh you are bottled from it. The Rabbanon, how do you answer the Stira in the Rabbanon? Because who atzei mechazer of the sarfai? What when you're doing Bedikas Chometz, what are you doing? You're being Isaac and getting rid of the Chometz. So mechel ka'achom inei, so we're afraid you're going to come to eat from it. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda looks at what I'm doing or how I'm doing it. Are you doing something with a shini or not? So the way you're doing it is what serves as a reminder. The Chacham say in the Havanah, right, but I'm just explaining the difference. Whereas the Rabbanon say it's not totally in how I'm doing something, but it's rather in what I'm doing. If I'm being Isaac and getting rid over there, I'm being Isaac and harvesting. You're being Isaac and harvesting, that means I'm processing the food, so you might think to come and eat it. Over here, I'm Adarabba, I'm being Isaac and getting rid of it. So that's the biggest reminder not to eat it. So the Rabbanon say by Bedika, when it comes to Bedika's Chametz, there's no chash that I'm going to come to eat from it. Rabashi Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, like Kash, Rabashi gives a different territory in the Stira of Rabbi Yehuda, because Kemach Vakali Tanan. The Mishnah that said that when they found in the Shuk of Yerushalayim, they found what? Flour and roasted grain. So those two things are not edible. So what's the chash? The mas and the mechum in a. There's no chash, it's not edible yet. It says the Gemara of a hot Rabashi Bedusi, but that which Rabashi says is a toys. That can't be the right teretz. Why? Because hot teinuch mikolim eiluch. Because kernels, once they're dried out, then. And a chanami, they're not edible. But meikara akali, but when you have fresh kernels until they're dried out in the oven, so then they could be eaten even raw. So maikalamimra, so how did you get them till there? You're right, from then on, you're not chayshish, but how did you get them till that point? Vechitayim, maybe you're going to tell me, ayah dekitov, that until that point you did it with a shinui, like Rabba said originally, that that's the chiluk between chadash and chametz. But that would help for the first Mishnah that it says that you did it with keet. That doesn't say how you harvested it. So you could say you did it with keet if you did it just by picking. But the second Mishnah that says befeirish that the Beis HaShlachim and the Ba'amakim, you're allowed to be keitzer even normally because it's not a grain that's roi potentially for the Omer. Vukimik Rabbi Yehuda, and like we said before, that Mishnah is the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Mike LeMain. What do you say over there? There is no Shinoi, and nonetheless it's Mutter.
You can't say that the very fact that they're harvesting the Beis HaShlachim in Amakim, that is the shinui and the
but
reminder.
That's not a shinui, because if you plant grain there, you're going to harvest it.
I mean, if you would have a choice, what are you going to do first? You're going to do for sure.
Oh, because you're doing it first?
Yeah, so here you are, right? Just getting ready to start the seed.
I mean, it could be the Chazal held that that's not enough because the harvest itself doesn't look any different. It's just because I have to remember that I'm doing this and not that, that's maybe the Chazal held is not enough of it. So Ela the Rabashi Bedusi must be that the Rabashi teretz is a tois, and we have to go back to the first teretz that the chiluk is between bado minei and le bado minei. Fracti Gemara v'chol heichad le bado minei mikazar Rabbi Yehuda. So are we coming out now that wherever you're being Isaac with an iser, and it's not some iser that you were bado minei that you were used to separating yourself from the whole time, then Rabbi Yehuda is taka choishish that you might come to do the Isser and therefore you're not allowed to handle it. But Tanan, didn't we learn a mission in Shabbos? Lo yikuv adam sheferesh obeya, you cannot make a hole in an eggshell. you malen a shemen and then fill that eggshell up with oil. Then if it's not in there and put it next to a candle, put it next to an oil lamp, v'shoshetem in a tefes, in order that should serve as a backup tank, as a reservoir, that the oil will slowly drip from there into the candle and supply the candle on Shabbos. And the reason is because we're choshed that you might take from that oil on Shabbos, which is definitely muksa, and according to many Rishonim is even mechabe. V'afilu yishal cheres, and even if it's made out of cheres, not an eggshell, over there you might think that the oil becomes more, like the Gemara explained in Shabbos, and alpha became, we're still choshed that you might come to take from it, and therefore it's a problem. Review the matter. Review the said that no, it's okay, we're not choshed that you're going to come to take from it. Now oil, a whole week, you're not bodomine. So why over here was Rabbi Yehuda not choshed that you're going to come to take from the oil? Says the Gemara, because Shabbos is very chomer by people, so that alone makes people separate from it. We're not choshed that he's going to come to take from it. Frek the Gemara of Rami the Shabbos on the Shabbos. I'll ask Ristira in Rabbi Yehuda Shita on Shabbos if he's choshed that you're going to come to do like you do normally, or we say because of Chumrah the Shabbos you're not going to come to do it. Tanya, because we have a brisa. The brisa says chevod lishenivzak. If you have a bucket that you use to draw water, and the rope that holds the bucket snaps, so later kasher you can't tie it because then it's going to be a kasher shachiyam. That's a malacha. Ela einvay. So rather, says the Tanakama, you make a bow. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says karech lapunta psiki. You cannot make a bow. As of now, the Gemara is assuming the reason why you can't make a bow is because we're geyser, that if you make an aniva, you're going to come to make a kshira. So rather, you have to tie on it either a belt or a psikia, some type of fancy strap, because these type of things you're not going to leave there, it will never be shokayama. But don't make a bow. So kash drabuda ruda. Over here, Rabuda is geyser, even though it's Shabbos, it's chamer. And when it comes to taking the oil, he was not geyser. Kasha derabanan, they're the exact opposite. Over here by the aniva, they're not geyser. By the oil, they were geyser. So the Gemara says, derabanan, like kasha shem v'shem michlef, aniva b'kshir le michlef. Derabanan say is not a steer, because they'll say, oil with oil, you'll confuse. I mean, oil that's in the eggshell and oil that's in your jar in the kitchen are the same oil. So if we let you take that oil, you're going to come to take this oil. It's easy to forget and take that oil. Masha enkein, a kshira with an aniva to a knot and a bow are two different things. Just because we let you make a bow does not mean you're going to come to make a knot. A bow is different than a knot. So you're not going to just think, oh, if I can make a bow, I might as well just make a knot.
I'm going to get mixed up. I'm not going to go to my kitchen. I'm going to go to my living room and pull out some olive oil for myself.
Yeah, but it's on your dining room table. Again, this is again with the theme that hygiene in those days was a whole different plateau. It must have been a normal thing that on a regular Tuesday, if you had a lamp on your table and you needed some oil, you would take it from the lamp. Because if it wasn't normal, they wouldn't have been good.
No, because it can't be normal, because we said this is something that you're bothering me.
Because of the chumrah of Shabbos, not because you're bottled from it normally.
Because Rabbi Yehuda chalek on just the cheres or on everything.
No, it's mevur in the sugi and Shabbos. He was chalek on everything. So that takes care of the stira in the rabbanon. The Rabbi Yehuda lekasha, and the stira in Rabbi Yehuda is not shver because time in Rabbi Yehuda. The reason Rabbi Yehuda is lav mishum to gazo and evil to kshir is not because, like we're assuming now, that Rabbi Yehuda makes gzeres on Shabbos because he's afraid if we're going to be matir to make a bow, you're going to come to make a knot. El mishum to kasavra aniva gufo kshirahi. Because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that aniva is a kesher. So it's not a gzeres, it's also mikra din. Fighting more. Rami derabonon and derabonon. I have a different theory derabonon. The tnan. Koshin dli b'psikya. Again, you have a the rope of a dli of a bucket snapped. So now you want to tie it. So the Mishnah says you could tie it with this strap of a loy b'chevel, not with a rope. Rabbi Yehuda was matir even with a rope. Now chevel demai. What type of rope are we talking about? Either mechevel d'alma. We're talking about a regular simple rope. Rabbi Yehuda matir, and Rabbi Yehuda said nonetheless you could tie the dli with that rope. How is that possible? Kasher shakayamu. That's a spitz kasher shakayamu. Of course you can't. That's going to be also devadi also levetule, because if it's a regular rope and that's what a rope is meant for, so you're going to leave it there. If you leave it there, it's a permanent knot. It's also midiraisa. Elopshita must be the gardi. We're not talking about a regular rope. We're talking about a rope that a weaver uses to measure the cloth that he's weaving. Such a rope is a chash of a rope, is a special rope, and he's not going to be mevatel there, and therefore we know he's not going to come to kayama. So why then did the Tanakhama say it's a problem? Teretz is v'gazer rabbanon chevel de gardi ato chevel dam. The rabbanon say if we're going to be matter the chevel de gardi, the weaver's rope, then you're going to come to use a regular rope. Before we said you're not gazer aniva ato kshira, says the Gemara, yeah, in chevel bechevel michlif. One rope with another rope, even though this rope is a little bit of a different rope, it's a gardi's rope, but at the end of the day, it looks like a rope. So that, if we let you use one rope, you're not going to differentiate between one rope and another rope, and you're going to come to use a rope that will end up being a kashashashakayama. But you're not going to confuse making a bow with making a knot. Those are two inherently different things. So just because we're matter making a bow, that will not make you come to make a knot. Wherever a person's mouth or bottle from something, he usually separate from it, he's not used to eating it. So then, like Gazer Abuda, like we're saying, that's why by Chodesh Abuda wasn't Gazer. But Nan, Bechor Shechazi Dam, a Bechor that has some type of Choli, that it's, there's too much blood there, and you have the way to heal is to let out some of the blood. So afilu hu meis, even if it's going to die, if you don't do it, emakiz and leidam, we don't allow you to let the blood go, and the reason is because we're chayshid that you're going to make a mum in the bukhar, even though we'll tell you to do it in a place that doesn't make a mum. But we're chayshid, we're geyser that if we're going to let you do it in a place that doesn't make a mum, you're going to come to do it in a place that does make a mum. And then you'll be over the issa of making a mum in a bukhar. So therefore we say, rather let it die than be makizdam. They rebuke them. The chum mum, the chum say yakiz. No, we'll allow you to be makizdam, as long as you don't make a mum, as long as you make sure to do it in a way that doesn't make a mum. So a bukhar is something that's bothering you. It's not something that you normally do. A bukhar is also about now, you usually don't use it, you definitely don't make mumin in it. And Ava became more chayshid over here that if we let you do it in a way that doesn't make a mum, you're going to come to do it in a way that does make a mum. Teretz is, hasam, mitosh adam bo al mumaynai, because you're all, the animal's about to die, it's sick. So you're all nervous that you're about to have a loss of money. So then you're not thinking straight. You're just going to do whatever you can to save it. So if we let you do anything, if you're going to permit you to do it in a place that's not going to make a mum, so then what's going to end up happening is you're going to do it even in a place that does make a mum. And that's why over there he's more chayshid than everywhere else. Rabbanon, who are matter over there, even though normally they're guys, they'll say the exact opposite. Kol shekein, the Eloi Sharisley, if you're not going to permit, then it's even worse. The Sharisley, if you're not going to permit anything, I'll say the Mevad. We always have that Sar in Mesach HaShavas, other places. If you're not going to be matter anything, so then the person's just going to take the law into his own hands. He's not going to sit there quietly and let his money get lost, and so he's going to do it anyway. And since we're not giving him any rules, so if you don't give him a way to do a Beheter, he's just going to do a Be'eser, even in a way that makes a mum. So we'd rather say it's mutl lechatchila to do it in a way that doesn't make a mum. This way he'll do it that way, and he won't end up doing it in a way that does make a mum. So we're answering now, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda is mechalak between Bechor and everywhere else is because by Bechor we say the star of Adam Baal HaMamaynai, because he's all nervous about the loss of money, he's going to end up not thinking straight and end up making a mum. Is Rabbi Yehuda chayshish for that? Vatnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, E mekadrin habehema biyamtif. You can't comb. We'll explain soon that mekadrin was with a comb that has fine teeth. It's sharp, and therefore it could cause a chabura. So when they used to comb the animal to clean it out from the tit, from the dirt that gets stuck in its fur and it weakens the animal, makes the animal uncomfortable. So you're not allowed to take a comb to comb that out on Yontiv, because it, at the end of the day, it's going to make a chabura, and making a chabura on Yontiv is a problem. I will mekartzefin, but you could do mekartzefin, which we're going to explain soon, is one that has large, not fine needles in the comb, but rather it has large ones, large teeth, wide, and therefore they won't make a chabura. Not only is mekatzin also, even mekatzin is also, because if you're going to permit that, they're going to come to go further and do even mekatzin. Vitanya, the Bryce explains, Ezeo Kida, which is a problem according to everybody, Ezeo Kirtzov, which Rebuda was mater, Kidur is ketanim, is when it's fine teeth, and therefore the voice of chabur, because they're skinny and sharp, they'll make a chabura as you're combing. Kirtzuf, gedolim, those are wide teeth, so they're blunt, and because of that, ain't oisin chabura. So what do we see? Rebuda wasn't glazer, even though you're bol, I'm a minor, your animal's in pain, and that's good for why you're combing it out. Nonetheless, Rebuda says, we can allow you to be mekarze, but we're not afraid that once you're going to come to be mekarze, you're going to end up being a mekarze. So the Gemara answers, there's a big difference. Hasam, over there, the shavik lemayis, by the Bechar, it's not just in pain, it's not just sick. It's a chash that you're going to lose it totally. If you're going to leave it as is right now, and you're not going to do this refuah, you're not going to be makazdam, it will actually die. So over there, where you're looking at a loss, I'm in Adam Ba'al Mamayne. So over there, we're talk afraid, according to Abiyuda, Adam Ba'al Mamayne. Hacha, whereas over here, the animal's in pain, but Yishavak Leit Tzar Ba'almahu, yes, it will have Tzar, and maybe it will get a little weaker, but it's not going to die. So you're not that nervous with it, you're not that concerned. So we're not afraid to the point to say that if once you're, because you're Bo, if we're going to be Mater Mekadzeh, then you're going to end up doing Mekadzeh.
What was the loss over here by this?
Which one?
Combing the sheep, what was the loss? What loss would you have had?
The sheep is in pain.
It's
sad. Right, right. So and Rashi says it does weaken it a little bit because of that matziv, but it's not a permanent loss. It's not a loss. It's not going to win to die, and that's why we're saying that it's okay. That's not called bowl on my mind.
And this would not have been a kasha on the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan don't argue that adam bowl on minor, but they say as a fight that we found a heter.
Right.
Right, that's what we said.
The Rabbanan normally hold that there is...
So here, though, we're saying no. So why didn't the Gemara ask on that?
I mean, the Gemara should ask the other way around on the Rabbanan. So I was thinking that, because I don't know why the Gemara didn't ask it, but this, once you have the Teretz in the Rabbanan, it's good also. Because over there, again, the only hatter is because if you're not going to be Matar, they're going to come to do a Be'ezer. Over here, you don't have that, because again, it's only Tzar. Frakti Gemara, Rebuda Maishna Gabi Chometz to Gazer, Maishna Gabi Kirtzuf to Loi Gazer. Okay, so we answered the steer between Bechor and Kirtzuf, but you have a different steer in Rebuda. By Chometz, Rebuda was Gazer. By Kirtzuf, he wasn't Gazer. So you don't have a ball on Mamaynai. So, but you still have the steer that if you do your regular, since it's like Bedilimine, since you normally do this all the time. So if you do your regular activities, just like by chametz, if you do your regular activities, you deal with the chametz, so you're going to end up eating it. So if you start doing kirtzuf to the animal, you're going to start doing kider to the animal. So, and for the Gemara, lechem b'lechem michlif. Lechem with lechem, you could confuse. And you're going to come to eat the chametz because you eat food. Kider b'kirtzuf like michlif, but kider and kirtzuf are two different things. So just because we're matter this, you're not going to come and say, oh, once you're doing this, you're going to end up doing that. And Rashi speaks out, there are Rabbanan who aser even kirtzuf, even with the wide teeth comb. That's because they hold they're both combing, and once we permit one, you're going to be machlev and say that once this type of combing is mutter, that type of combing is also mutter. That's what the machlev is going to boil down to. Remeir Omer. Oichlin kol chomish. Remeir says that you're allowed to eat chomets on Erev Pesach. Again, we already said earlier in our Masechta that Mida Oiraisa, chomets is also from Chatzai Sanan, which is the end of the sixth hour. A day has 12 hours, so halfway through the day is 6 hours, so at the end of the 6 hours, that's when it's also Mida Oiraisa. Everybody agrees that the Chazal, Mida Rabbonon, added time because maybe you'll miscalculate the time or you'll forget and you might go over the line and end up eating Bizman Isser. So they started Mida Rabbonon to make the Chametz Asur a little bit earlier so you shouldn't overrun the Chatzais. So how long, at what point in time did the Rabbonon make a Gzeira Rabbonon not eat the Chametz? So Remera says the first 5 hours of the day you're allowed to eat Chametz. And you have to start burning the chametz at the beginning of the 6 hour. Meaning, according to the Shita, Remeir said we only add 1 hour of Isser. Midaraisa, it's also from the end of the 6 hour. Midarabon, it's also from the beginning of the 6 hour. Rebuda says no. Oichlin kol arba, you could only eat to the end of the 4th hour. But even in the 5th hour, you already can't eat. That means not only were we geyser 1 hour, we were going to 2 hours. The entire 5th hour and the entire 6th hour, you cannot eat chametz. V'toilin kol chametz. However, in the 5th hour, you don't have to yet burn it. We're toiling. It's hanging in limbo. You don't have to burn it, but you cannot eat it. And we'll see in the next parak that during this time of toiling, even though it's asur b'achila, it's still mutar b'ana. And the reason is achila, which is more chomer. So over there, they were going to earlier, but Hana, which is less chomer, and definitely the fact, by much of the fact that you're not getting rid of it, that's less chomer. So over there, we were only going to 1 hour, you only have to start getting rid of it in the beginning of the 6th hour. So Eichlin Kol Arba, Toilin Kol Chomish, that 5th hour you're Toilin, the Sarf and B'Tchila Shesh, and you burn in the beginning of the 6th hour. V'Oilam Rebuda, Rebuda said another din, another chiddush l'gabe erev Pesach, that shtei chalos shotayda, that they took two chalos from the carbon taida, psulas that are pasul, meaning a carbon taida comes together with 40 lechem, 4 different types, 10 of each type, a total of 40. Now, one of those types was chametz. So, like we're going to see in the Gemara, because everybody didn't live near Yerushalayim, was either regular around Yom Tov, so that's when they caught up on all their kabbalas that they owed from the year, throughout the year. So chances are that right before Pesach, there's going to be a lot of carbon tithes being brought, as there are going to be a lot of other kabbalas being brought. So they'll take two chalas from a carbon tithe, which are pasul, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what type of psul we're talking about over here. And you put those two chalas on the top of the benches. There used to be benches surrounding Har HaBayis, so they put as a siman those two chalas, two of those chametz chalas from a carbon type that's possible on top of the benches. Kol zman shemunachos, if you see both chalas there, kol om eichlin. So that was the way that everybody knew. They looked at the benches, they see two chalas there, it still is man achila, you can still eat chametz. Nitla achas, when one chala was taken away, so now there's only one chala there, so then everybody knows, toilin, now it's a time of toilin, like oichlin b'lay sarfin, you can't eat the chametz, but you don't have to yet burn the chametz, you can still have enough from it. Nitlu shneim, once they took away the second one, now there's no chalas left on the bench, then it's chiduk alayim sarfin, that was the simon, then now is the time to start burning.
The mayor held that this whole process was not even done.
The mayor obviously couldn't hold the process because it wasn't two things. This is something that reviewed the, because it wasn't two separate levels. It wasn't the level of Thailand according to the mayor. But yeah, this is what reviewed said. That this is what you do to make a simon. Everybody else disagreed. That no, there was no such thing.
Well, they could have still had the chalas that are taken away in the 6th hour.
Yeah, but definitely the way he said going back to the original machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda just said this because this is a hemshech of the shita. But going back to the original machlokes, one is chametz aser. So opinion number three, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, chulin echolim kol arba, chulin. I agree with Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no problem of destroying chulin, so therefore you might as well be machmer and like Rabbi Yehuda and say you can only eat it to the end of the fourth hour. However, truma kol chomesh, truma, there's an issa to destroy truma and kach. You have to eat it. You're not allowed to stamazai to destroy it. So therefore, we're not going to be so machmer when it comes to truma and say to stop at the end of the fourth hour, because a chumra, as far as chomesh is concerned, is really a kula in the issa of destroying truma. So therefore, truma kol chomesh will allow you to eat truma even the fifth hour. We're not going to be chayshed more than that. But even truma, you have to burn at the beginning of the sixth hour, because that much is very easy to make a mistake. So, as much as we could push truma more than chulin will do, which is the fifth hour. But in the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to burn everything, because that already is too much of a chash. So, for even truma, and therefore even truma could be burnt in the beginning of the sixth hour.
The isser to destroy truma, that's a deraisa?
Yeah.
So the
Rabbanan were
over here.
Yeah, like, but the Rabbanan were Macha Darais, and the reason is over here you're going to have to destroy it anyway, right? Tanan Hasa. We have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, Echad Oimer B'Shnayim B'Chodesh, Ve'echad Oimer B'Shloisha, Eidusan Kayam. So two Eidim come in to be made on something. And we interrogate the Eidim, we ask him what day of the month did it take place. One says it happened on the second day of the month, the other one said it happened on the third day of the month. Nonetheless, we don't throw the Eidus out of Bezdin. Eidus and Kayemis. Why? We can't look at that the Eidim contradicted themselves. Why? Because in those days there was no set calendar. It was Bezdin was Makadosh al Pirviya, and you had to find out, did Bezdin make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day or on the 31st day? So it's very possible that one of them knew that it was a Chodesh Me'ubur and the other one didn't know that it was a Chodesh Me'ubur, and therefore he was a day ahead. So that cannot be looked at as a contradiction in the Eidim. Now, all the Rishonim are bothered over here. Why do we go out of our way to be Mekayim the Eidus? Usually we see, and the Gemara later on is going to goof or do that. Usually we see we go out of their way if we have a choice. There's two possibilities here. Maybe he made a mistake, or maybe one of them is taka lying. It's made up. So why do we go and try to be Mekayim the Eidus and punish the person that they're being made against? Normally we'd say the other way around. The Yitzhu Eidah, and any way we could say that it's possibly a contradiction, we should throw the Eidus out. Teretz is, since this is very common to make a mistake, and on top of that, we didn't only, like the Mishnah Sanhedrin said, we didn't only ask him what day of the month it is, we also asked him what day of the week it is. So they both said it was Monday. And then one said Monday happened to be the second, and one said Monday was the third. So it's quite clear, it's muchach, that was the mistake. Because if one would have said Monday, one would have said Tuesday, so obviously one of them is making something up. But now that they're both talking about Monday, and there was just a discrepancy in the date, so it makes a lot of sense that this is what happened, and therefore we have no choice but to accept Eidus. We can't just throw the Eidus out of Bezdin. We can't just make up that this is called a contradiction.
Is this dafka because they said the second and the third because it was so close to a Shreidish?
In Sanhedrin they speak about it. So there is a point in the month that we'll know. I don't know how. We know that depending on how far out you live, even Pesach and Sukkot, we have Sekhet Yuma because it takes time to get around, but there is going to be a point that they'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at that point, then it would be.
Right, at that point in time, right, you would lose that. Yeah. Echad Oimer B'Shloisha, and because of that, based on that, a two-day discrepancy, this is also spoken out in Sanhedrin, a two-day discrepancy you can never have. Theoretically, you could say that 2 months in a row I didn't know about the Iber Shel Chodesh. Teretz says no, because at some point you're going to find out. Mm-hmm. It's only in the beginning of the month that you could have such a discrepancy. Okay, so that's with dates. What about with time? Before that. Echad Oimer B'Shloisha Ve'Echad Oimer B'Hei, what we just said. One said that it happened on the 30th of the month, and one said it happened on the 50th of the month, so that's already a discrepancy. If this is Mateo, we throw the Eidus out, it's bottle. That's with dates. What about with time?
Echad Oimer
B'Shloisha
and Dalet. Is it a 2-day difference?
It's a 2-day difference.
It has to be 2-day difference.
Right. The question is, why did they just say 2 and 4 and instead of 3 and 5? Okay, I think they speak about it over there in Sanhedrin. Yeah. What about Lagabi time? One said it happened 2 hours into the day. The other one said it happened 3 hours into the day. Again, Eidus and Kayamis. There was no clocks in those days. Time wasn't an exact science. You told the time based on the sun. So one guy was better at it than the other guy. I mean, we're talking about simple people, not necessarily anybody could be an aide. It doesn't have to be necessarily a learned professional person. So he made a mistake in the time. So Eidus and Kayamis, to be an hour off, that's not called a steer, that's not called a contradiction, and their Eidus is still Kayam. However, if one says it happened in the third hour of the day, one said it happened in the fifth hour of the day, it's already much wider gap of the discrepancy. So then Eidus and Betelot de Remeir says Remeir that's already enough to be Mavatal Eidus. Rabbi Yehuda says Eidus and Kayamis, that no, even from 3 to 5, their Eidus is Kayam. However, Echad Omer b'chomesh or Echad Omer b'sheva, it's the same 2 hour discrepancy, but over there, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees Eidus and Betela. Why? Shebechomesh chava b'mizrach, because in the 5th hour the sun is in the east and the shadows are going towards the west. And in the 7th hour it's going to be the opposite, chama b'marv. So that anybody could know. So you can't say that the guy made a mistake between the 5th hour and the 7th hour. It must be that the say this is not true.
Unless the guy didn't know his directions.
Right. So obviously over here the machlokes Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda is how much of a mistake is a person going to make. And that's why we're bringing it back to our mission, and that's where the Gemara is going to eventually go with this. Explain Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasi or Remeir l'shitasi, how much we were geyser for the Isser Chametz, how much of a mistake do people make, or are we choshes that people make when it comes to hours? Amar Abai. So Abai says, Kishitim Tzalaymer, if you want to explain the Machlekes, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, this is how you explain the Machlekes. L'divre Remeir ain't on the B'tayav Aleiklom. According to Remeir, people are very good with telling hours, and we're not choshes that people make mistakes with hours. And we'll explain what that means in a moment. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a person makes a mistake up to a half hour. And then he explains, a person doesn't make a mistake at all. Therefore, when did the story happen? At the end of the second hour, going into the third hour. Right? It happened, let's say, for argument's sake, the day starts at 6. So the end of the second hour is 7:59, so it happened between 7:59 and 8 o'clock. So the Hoda Amar Shtayim, so the one who said it happened in the second hour, what he meant to say is B'Slav Shtayim, at the end of the second hour. The Hoda Amar Shalish, and the one who said in the third hour, he meant to say B'Tchila Shalish, in the beginning of the third hour. So they're both being made at the same time, at the zone that's changing from 7:59 to 8 o'clock. Now, obviously, the Gemara is going to ask him that. Why are we making it like what we spoke about before? Why are we making assumptions that he means the end of the second hour and he meant the beginning of the third hour to be makar of the Eidus to say that it's not a stira? Adarab, if you're not meant to make a mistake in hours, maybe I meant the beginning of the second hour and you meant the end of the third hour, and then there is a large discrepancy between us and we should throw the Eidus out. So the Gemara is going to eventually ask that kashim. L'dim Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya Chatzisha, you make a mistake of up to a half hour. Therefore, Ma'aseki Hava will assume when did the story take place, but Pal Gadar Bo halfway through the fourth hour. The Haidakama Shalish, so the one who said it happened in the third hour, B'Slav Shalish, he said that it happened at the end of the third hour. The Kator B'Pal Gadar the Shait B'Kameh, so he ended up making a mistake. He should have added a half hour that he missed. Right, so he, instead of being at the end of the third hour, was halfway into the fourth hour. Now that's the first aid. V'haydika Omar Chomesh, the one who said it happened in the fifth hour. What did he mean? He meant B'tchilas Chomesh. It happened in the beginning of the fifth hour. V'katoy b'pagav shaita l'achayru. So he went too far. He should have went a half hour further back. So again, it's not a steer. They're both talking about the same time, halfway through the fourth hour. I made a mistake calling halfway through the fourth hour the beginning of the fifth. You made a mistake calling halfway through the fourth hour the end of the third. But we both mean the same time, and therefore the Eidus is Kayim. Igad Amri. There was another Lashon of Abayi that Abayi said differently. Amr Abayi, Kishetim Zalem, when you want to explain the Machalikas, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the way you explained it is as follows. L'divrei Meir Adam Toya Mashu. According to Rav Meir, you make a mistake, but only a Mashu. Only a drop, nothing significant, not even a half hour. It's only a few minutes. L'divrei Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda, Adam Toya Sha'u Mashu. You can make a mistake up to an hour plus a Mashu. L'divrei Meir, according to your mayor, Adam Taya Mashu, you only make a mistake of a Mashu. So again, Maisa ki Hava, when was the Maisa? Hava, either at the end of the second hour, or in the beginning of the third hour. Meaning what we're gaining according to the Igad Amri is you don't have to say it's Mamish when it switches from the second hour to the third hour. You could say it was either at the end of the second hour, or at the beginning of the third hour. V'chaminayu Taya Mashu. So the one who said one of them was hit it on the head, he got it correct. The other one who said, let's say it happened in the beginning of the third hour, and so the one who said that it happened at the end of the second hour, yes, he made a mistake, but it was only a mashu, and therefore a mashu would make sense that a person makes a mistake, and you can't be mevatel the edus. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya Shaw Mashu, a person can make a mistake up to an hour and a drop more. Therefore, Maisa Kihava will assume, when did the Maisa happen? Oibislav Shalish. It, again, according to this, we don't have to say both of them made a mistake, like in the first Lashon, but continuing, just like what Meir said according to the second Lashon, that one of them hit it on the head. So too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one of them hit it on the head, and when he said the Maisa happened, it happened, let's say, it happened either at the end of the third hour and then the first aid was correct, or it happened in the beginning of the fifth hour and the second aid was correct. The other aid, let's say it happened in the end of the third hour, so the one that said it happened in the beginning of the fifth hour, Katal Shal Mashu, he's making a mistake of an hour, which is that entire fourth hour, plus a Mashu, which is to get it into the end of the third hour. And the opposite as well, if it happened in the beginning of the fifth hour, so the one who said the end of the third hour, he's making a mistake of that whole fourth hour, which is a Shal, plus a Mashu, to get it into the beginning of the fifth hour. So up to that amount, according to the second Lashon, says Rabbi Yehuda, a person can make a mistake.